is only December, but it just doesn't seem bizarre that all we still do is talk about football. And for you Fremantle fans, the Dockers have been good enough to give us assistant coach Mark Webby joins us on the program this morning. Good morning, Webby.
Hey, Adam. Hey, Wayne.
Feels like we're only talking the other day, mate.
Yes, it's gone quick. Certainly the break we had went very quick and it's back into it, but we're really looking forward to it. To a good summer on the track and it's sort of nice weather and a good atmosphere.
Hey, obviously the off-season of that, the marketing get out there and they try and promote things. Are you all getting one of those suits that Nat Fyfe wore? Is that one of the team uniforms?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I think he's copped a bit of flack. No doubt the boys have certainly been all over him for that as well. So it was an interesting attire, but he's always living on the edge there. So I think he likes to think of himself as a trendsetter. So I'm sure those sales of those suits will go up in the next few weeks.
When you're the Brownlow medalist, you can wear what you want, I reckon. A bit of the discussion at the moment, Webby, has been about whether Pavlich will keep captaincy or whether Mundy or Fyfe might put their hands up there. Is this just a case of it's completely up to Pav?
Yeah, it's a bit of twofold in the fact that the system works here in that the players vote on the captain and they'll have the say. And the other part to it is that if Pav himself says, I'd like to go on, or if I would like to stand down, and that would be completely in Pav's court. And then obviously the due process will be for the players to vote on who they think is the one that holds the leadership for the season. And that will come in due course. So, there's two parts to it, but no doubt having due course will make his decision and let everyone know.
I read on the weekend the oldest list in the league again. Does that cause any concern, or are you pretty happy with what the recruiting that's been done this year?
Yeah, look, we're very happy with the players we've got in. There was there was six or seven turnover of players, so we were quite high on our turnover players in the end, and obviously a few retirements as well with Duffield and Luke McFarlane, and obviously Crowes leaving as well. So we've lost a couple of the more senior players, and getting Harley in, which has been very strong for us as well, and he's at a good age and had some strong development at Gold Coast, and then we've picked up some quality young players as well. So we think we've got the right balance again, and we'll see how that goes. And I think within the program we have with our strength and conditioning, they're very strong at maintaining our list throughout the year.
Well, let's focus on Harley Bunnell. I mean, who's mentoring him? He would have been pretty upset he missed out going to Richmond and having Dustin Fletcher mentoring, or Dustin Martin look after him. Who's looking after Harley?
Yeah, look, we've got a great support network here. You don't really single out anyone. He's come in and he's been really strong at just getting to work. So, we've got the leadership group here, and we've got the players like Pav and obviously Fyfe and a good core Indigenous structure of players here as well, with obviously Michael Johnson and Stephen Hill and Sonny Walters. So he's been able to come in and do what he needs to do. He's been working hard, and he started back early with a lot of the first to 4 year players, so he's certainly progressing well, and we're happy with the way he's been in his initial stages at the club.
You mentioned the strong Indigenous program that you do have down at Fremantle, and I guess that would be some of the reason as well, with the confidence of getting Shane Yaron. Obviously, he's done his dues for Burglary in the past. He's had two cracking seasons in the Waffle, and he gets his opportunity now.
Yeah, definitely, and Ross and the club have spoken strongly about we believe in giving players second chances, but they've got to make the most of that second chance, because we find it really important that we see growth in players and people and help them grow, and we've got the right support network, we believe, throughout the club, in the player group, the administration, the coaching, to help put these players and help them grow and help make Freo a better football club. And he's come in and look, he's probably been a bit restricted at the end of the season with a bit of an injury in the grand final, but he's finding his way. He's had a smile on his face around the club, and he's been very positive, so it's been great to have him in, and he's learning a lot about the AFL system, and he's been super positive. So yeah, we look forward to seeing a bit from Shane this year.
Now, the young draft picks and the rookies, are they just sort of, okay, fellas, train hard. That's how it is, or are they eased into it?
Yeah, there's a bit of both. It's them learning to adapt to an AFL program, and it's a bit of a whirlwind for a lot of them, the fact that they've got no idea where they're going. Then suddenly they're on a plane to Perth for the majority of them, and got to find accommodation, their new teammates, and a new lifestyle, obviously, away from their family. So there is some time adapting to that, and then trying to get them up to AFL training load, where you're professional, you're in sort of five to six days a week, and learning that. So you try and ease them in certain ways, but there's levels too where they've got to make the most of as much as they can in the system at the start as well, to train well and get their bodies right to potentially play AFL football as soon as possible.
Fremantle Dockers assistant Mark Webb joining us on the program this morning. Webby, what about pre-season as a whole? Obviously, with the sub rule going and the interchanges being reduced, has that changed at all, the focus leading into the pre-season compared to last year?
Not necessarily. We still look at the specifics of the players on where we see them and their improvements. So certain areas and players obviously might have to look at some speed or agility, and some players in endurance. But it has been discussed in ways, and we're looking, I guess, at managing that through some of the drills and the length of the drills and things to have a look at what impact that the new rotations cap will have on them, and making sure that, yeah, we train them and keep them fit enough to deal with that.
Mark, during the week we saw that Alex Keith, who's been rookie to Adelaide, is going to play in the Big Bash. I mean, does that sort of thing surprise you? With this sort of day, it seems a bit of a surprise that someone's going to be able to do both sports, or can they do it properly?
Yeah, it's interesting. It'd be interesting to see how they manage that, but I guess in the fact that you've probably seen the diversity now of recruiting and the opportunity that is there for clubs in taking players, and you have a look from the system of US basketballers coming in, and obviously a high contingent of the Irish players playing over here, and it's a tough one, because the fact that, I guess, it depends on the contracts of the rookies, and obviously they're at the lower end of the financial scale in the AFL system. So for some guys, it could be an opportunity for them to see them get a subsidy in it. But no doubt, I guess if a player gets injured playing cricket or their other sport, that puts the club at risk there and learning. So look, you've got to back Adelaide in. No doubt they know what they're doing, and they're going to get a player there, I guess, during the season. And with a lot of these Category B rookies, they're more of a long-term project anyway. So they'll look at finding a way. But it is an interesting one to see that, and hopefully it goes well in the Big Bash.
Webby, we really appreciate you joining us on the program this morning and throughout the year as well. It's a busy time for AFL football. We know that it is basically all year round at the moment, and Fremantle will be training hard. Have a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and look forward to speaking to you in 2016.
You too, guys.